Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. If there ever wasn't a movie that needed a sequel, it's 2004's Chronicles of Riddick. But don't tell that to the cult following, and so for better or worse, Riddick is here. The third movie in the sci-fi trilogy that began with Pitch Black back in 2000, Riddick is less a sequel than it is a rehash of the original movie. In fact, the events from the second film are largely ignored in this R-rated action fantasy. Vin Diesel returns as the titular space hero who can see in the dark and is pretty efficient at dispatching alien creatures as well as humans. A wanted criminal stranded on a desert planet, Riddick fends off all manner of creepy beasts while trying to figure out how to get back to his home world. He sends out a distress beam that attracts bounty hunters, not saviors. You see, Riddick is wanted dead or alive, but the bounty is double if he's dead. Diesel delivers his smattering of lines with his patented baritone growl, but this really isn't a movie about dialogue. In fact, the dialogue is often laughable. No, Riddick is an action movie, and to its credit, it delivers plenty of that. The first half hour is riveting, with Riddick bravely battling the elements on this brutal planet. Things slow down considerably after the mercenaries arrive, so the movie feels every bit of its two-hour running time. But fans of the previous films are truly avid, and they should enjoy this well-produced B-movie mayhem that Riddick and company serve up. Also opening this week, Museum Hours is about a middle-aged guard at a Vienna art museum who befriends a young Canadian artist. Adore is an Australian drama starring Naomi Watts and Robin Wright. They play best friends, and each is having an affair with the other's teenage son. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM. Freeze Frame!